Thanks for joining Brother Freedom and I today. Today we are out at the river. We have a large river passing through our town, and there's a dam there. We call it the diversion dam, where they divert water off for agriculture, and there's some large pumps there, and there's a beautiful park there. We were in that beautiful park, and the Holy Spirit really was upon Brother Freedom powerfully. A wonderful message came forth. But I don't know if it was the evil one or what, but those huge pumps cut in and started to make noises. I was able to filter them out to some degree, but you'll hear some strange noises in the background, and that has to do with the filtering process. I had to do a lot of filtering in order to bring Brother Freedom out so you could hear him better on the recording. And so I apologize for that. Also, the wind came up and was blowing to some degree, and the microphone picked that up. We tried to filter a little of that too, but I apologize for the audio quality, but I think it's listenable, and it's a very important message for you to hear. You're not going to hear it hardly anywhere else, and I know by the witness of the Holy Spirit that this is from heaven. And many, many other sources and religious organizations and preachers don't have a clue about what's happening. They're off in some other area, but it's not by the Spirit, many of them. But Brother Freedom was truly in the Spirit of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It was wonderful. God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.
Get more sense to him than the things of this world. As we go on, mankind is getting more in the world. Everything we do is connected to the world. Everything. And getting from the world, it takes a separation of the evil past. And we should be inclined to think about the things that God has for us. But it's more in our minds to be with the multitudes. And multitudes are the way of the world. The Bible says it's been a narrow way all the time. Many are called, but few are chosen. And for that reason, we believe, and I believe, the Spirit of God's right, that we have to seek the Lord. And when you seek, it's not easy to be done. It takes energy. It takes your mind. It takes your spirit. It takes your whole being to be directed to go to that way. It's a harder path than the way of the world. There's no fun like the world has, but there's joy in the Lord. There's peace. There's contentment. There's satisfaction. There's an intervention of God's glory that gives you insight, that gives you strength, that gives you ability, that gives you a purpose, that gives you the calling of the glory of God to move upon your heart to make you a not just a person, but a child of God. See, most people are just people. They're people pleasers. They're people oriented. And this is, I'm talking about the church world. But they're not really, truly saints of God. And God's calling for people to be separated, to come into saints of Him. The world says it's impossible. The church says it's impossible. But God says it's not impossible. If you seek Him, you'll surely find Him. And when you find Him, He's going to help you to be an overcomer. He's going to help you to be walking in heavenly places. He's going to help you to walk in the decisions that come from Him. He'll help you to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. But see, this low route, those people all the time make troubles. They have troubles, and they find out that they're in trouble, but they don't know why. They say the Christian way is hard. It's not the hard. It's because they're walking in a double place. They're trying to live in the world and walk by God, and it don't work. We must come out from among it. We must be a separated people. We must rejoice in Him, not rejoice in the world. We think about laughter and all these things. But laughter is the merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But God has us that we might enjoy what we're made of. Our whole being is modeled after God the Father. We're in His likeness and His goodness. And He wants us to be, that's why we got to learn to let Him to occupy our whole being. We have to learn to have Him to give us a helping hand. Because when you get it in yourself, you're far from where you, and all we got to do is start veering off a little bit and we're off course. It's so easy to get out of tune with God. It's so easy to get away from him. All we have to do is just sleep a couple of days, and the Bible says we're going to wake out of sleep, and we get a little bit tired, and we get a little bit irritable. We start walking in what we know. We're walking in who we are, and our identification doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from the Almighty God from heaven. He wants us to put His signature in our lives. He wants to put us, bless us. He wants to encourage us. And we have to learn that it takes waiting upon Him. People wait upon their pastors and people they admire, prophets, teachers, evangelists, all these, they're made to sell what they have. And their product, they say that they're from the Lord, but many times the Spirit is not by God. We need to realize that God's here to help us, to enable us, we would be encouraged in Him, that we would walk in His ability, not our ability. Our ability, we can't think it through. And if we think it through, we're going to be far away from the will of God. We must seek God. We must praise God. We must think of things that are good. It's like having a plan that someone's written up. God's plan is by the Spirit. God's plan is by the Holy Word. And His Word will come to pass. Everything that He puts in that Word is going to come to pass. And the problem is that everybody is changing what's going to come to pass. And that's the main thing that's not right with God. He said there's going to be many are called and few are chosen. They're saying there's going to be many that's going to come that day. He said over and over. And He said if He didn't shorten the day, that they're even the elect would not be able to stand. And they just say the opposite. They said the opposite. And everything that God says, if you really match it up to the Lord, is opposite by what the Spirit says. And something causes that to happen. It's because man is walking in their own direction. They're all walking together. Even though they have many ministries, they're still walking that same body of people. And the Bible says, I believe, as it was in the days of Noah, it's already now. There's sin in the camp. There's sin every place you go. There's no anointing. That's opposite of the Word. The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing is the Spirit of God. It's the identification that God puts upon His beloved. And when you don't have the anointing, it's not in God's department. He has a chosen few that'll walk in His joy. The joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy is at peace, like a mighty river of peace that comes upon them. They have the fellowship with God the Father. And the way it's getting close to the time when the Lord's coming, and yet they're not aware of it. That's another thing. They're not following the biblical rules. Bible says when you see these things come to pass, look up. We're supposed to stop everything else we're doing. We're supposed to be looking for Jesus. Nobody's looking for Jesus. They're looking for what they have. And that's opposite of the Word too. So when you put all these pieces together, they're not walking by the direction of the Word of God. And they have no power to heal. There's nothing happening in the ranks. It's all said and done by the mouth. And the mouth can say great and swelling words, but in the process, it must have the unction of the Spirit behind it. Without that, it's no avail, it's no power, it's no strength, it's a false doctrine. And God's doctrine is not false. Everything's totally right. He's coming in the clouds of glory, and He's coming at a time when man thinks not, and a man's out here publicizing, oh, they're going to take boat trips to Africa, they're going to take boat trips to here. They're producing all these fundraisers of self-made things. God has called a people to be moved upon by His Spirit. When man does it, it's moved upon by man. Oh, they come together and clap and done, but it's all through a false witness. The witness is the Spirit of God. Without that witness, we're not capable of doing anything. God has to put His seal of approval on our lives every day, and the seal of approval is His witness. It's His anointing. It's His Spirit. And without that, you have nothing. You're being deceived. You're being directed from the false accusers, the way of the world. And God says, come out of that world. He says, be separated, say the Lord, and touch not these unclean things, and I shall receive. He's God saying, come out of it, and they're saying, go into it. So that, to me, it's a no-no. It's, yeah, they may say I'm wrong, but I believe it's right. This is right from God. Where I've been speaking is by the power of God. And God wants us to be anointed by His hand of God. His hand's not short that He cannot touch. He will help us. He'll relieve us. He'll strengthen us. And He's coming through the clouds of glory. Whatever man will see, you can see it every place. They're coming, signs are coming. Look at the weather. It's never been basically like this. Tyler, Texas today is flooded out. I've been to Tyler many, many times. It's flooded. That's never happened that way. Things are happening. It's not been the same. And people out there today, if this voice is going out, you need to recognize that you need the Spirit of God. You need Him to walk with you. You need Him to strengthen you. And you want to not get away. The church says, oh, come, but you need to get away sometime. The Bible says, they that believeth not on things, He says, we're not to be partakers with those that come against the Holy Spirit. And these people that say there's nothing to it, the Bible, we're to shun that thing. That's what the Bible was founded on. It was founded on the things that they're trying to us to separate her from. Does not speak to your heart one thing that something's not right. There's something not right when you say that you can just live like you want and you just have a dollar sign over here and everything's hoopy glory. Well, I don't think it's right. I think God has called us to be a separated people, that we'd walk in victory, that we'd pray through instead of seek and go out and cast any old body, tell us what we want to know. And that's from the world. But see, it's not the world. The enemy is behind this. Pray tell me you cannot see that. People, it's from the enemy. He's come in to disguise. He's come to bring and dampen your conscience. He's come in to blind you. Oh, that you're blinded. You're not seeing the truth of God. You're not seeing the truth of victory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. There's anointing. There's strength. There's overcoming all the forces of heaven. God's open. God wants to shelter you, protect you, to help you, that you might walk in victory in these last hours. Did you walk in peace? And what tells me, believe it, most people don't know what they're looking for. You're looking for everything out here. It's not coming from the Lord. And before you take anything, you should see where it's coming from. Is it coming from the most of the things of man? Yes, the world's going that way, but it's not from God many times. It's from the ways of man. God's here that the anointing, I don't know whether you'll have to think anything about anointing here today, but God wants to be in your heart all the time. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the anointing, once you've received in Him, He's the anointing. He's the strength. He's your Savior. He's your coming King. He that believes on the Word, God's here. He says it was needful that He'd go away. He'd go away. He would send forth the Comforter. And when the Comforter would come, He would reprove the world. And like the early church, they lost it in probably about the same many years that we've lost it. And it doesn't take long when you get out here and start modifying the Spirit of God. It means compromising with sin. You're away from the Spirit of God. And God says, Ichabod, it's Ichabod. And pretty soon, you've lost the strength of God. You've lost the visitation of God. You're walking in self. And pretty soon, you've got camp meetings out here. It's in vain. It's in self. It needs to be self-denial, but you have self-lifting up parties. You've got, we're so great. God's the one that's great. God wants to give us victory. It's time that the church wakes up. It's the time that we seek God. It's time that we call upon God. We have a revival. Say, Lord, help me that I might be ready when you're coming. The main thing is being ready for Jesus. It's not me making all these hoopalls and all these big shot things. There's making ready that you know Jesus when He comes through the clouds of glory. There's no one's knows, only the Father only. Does it not make sense to you that you should be seeking that direction? Because that is the right direction. It's not coming through your church, even though your church may seem so good. You have to have a divine blessing from God. And I truly believe that churches are left there and they're walking their own selves. They're walking. Every church has a different belief. Never a different calling, and they're all working together in that. But I believe that God moves together and modifies through His blessing. His Spirit, there's an unction. The unction of God, the Spirit of God. You know things that you could not know without the Spirit of God. You have a insight on things, and it matches up to the Word of God. The Word and it move together as one common source. God wants to be awake in this last hour. God wants you to be awake. Because it's coming soon. God wants to protect you, guide you, and direct you while you're here. He wants to give you that confidence, yield confidence in Him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'll tell you, you're going to want when you get out here to some of these people. They're far away. I've been around some. They don't want any move of the Spirit at all. They want their own way. They want their own decision. And they publicize it. They just publicize it that everybody else is wrong. But they don't want room for the Spirit. What's right? If that's what the answer is, they don't want the move of the Spirit. They want their self. They want to be the big shots. And God doesn't want us to be that. We cannot be puffed up. We got to walk in holiness. We got to walk humbly before Him. We must walk in love. Love some of the longest kind. Many times I see people, they're not loving. They want to promote their own things. I remember a woman came in my Bible group one night, and she just took over the thing, and wasn't long. The people that wanted, they let her do it. And you don't do those kind of things. I've seen so much of that. They just want to get their own. You work out hard here, and you start this group of people, and then someone like that comes in and wants to take it over. That's from the pits of hell. It's not from the Spirit of God, and that's from the unction of the world. The world does the same thing. It gets out of here, and a person out here has been a true man of God or woman. They fought to get these young people into a certain place, and then this is what these big grabbers now, and these big things, says, I want them in my crowd. I want them because they can help us. They can give us money that will do this great world, a thing that we're going to have in this last hour. It's like Babel. They're trying to build a tower for heaven. God says, wake up, my people. You need to realize I'm coming through, and I'm not working as the way of the world. I'm working through my Spirit. The sun don't even know where I'm coming because I'm coming back in an hour. But I give you the season. It's now is the time you should occupy. You should seek me. You should make decisions. You should pray through. You should call upon me. You must search for me. This is what I believe we're doing. We're far away from the Lord. We're walking in self. God bless you all. My heart goes out with heaviness because I see so many people have bought in to what they hear. They've bought in to man's way. They've forgotten the Holy Ghost. It breaks my heart. I tried to pray through yesterday in the Holy Ghost. I couldn't even pray. I think the Holy Ghost has had to move out in a lot of places. And I believe it's because of us. All of you people out there, you've never went His way. You've pushed Him out in every church, every corner. He's been pushed out. You've been pushed out. And I'll tell you what, He is part of God. And I believe that God's going to justify Him. God's going to promote Him and bless Him. This last hour, for I, the Lord, am coming. I'm coming back soon. I'm coming, my people. My people, you need to be ready. Seek me. I will keep thee if thou wilt call upon me. If thou wilt search for me, you shall surely be found with me. And I will help thee. I'll help thee. And I will walk in victory, saith the Spirit of God.